podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach as we turn to chapter 44 with verses 5 through 10. Reminds me of myself, and I wrote about my love of poetry today. Composers of melodious psalms, writers of lyric poems, vigorous, solidly established, at peace in their own estates. All these were glorious in their time, illustrious in their day. Some of them left behind a name so that people recount their praises. Of others no memory remains, for when they perished, as if they had never lived, they and their children after them. Yet these also were godly. Their virtues have not been forgotten. Today's scripture passage reminds me of myself. I am a poet whose life and work are deeply intertwined with my unwavering faith in Jesus Christ. Over 18 years ago, I experienced a profound spiritual transformation that led me to surrender my life to the pursuit of salvation. This pivotal moment marked the beginning of a journey that would see me dedicating my talents to glorifying God through the written word. With a soul on fire for the Lord, I became a schoolteacher and poet who committed myself to a unique form of poetic expression, one that marries the timeless truths of Scripture with the rhythmic beauty of verse. My daily writings are not mere compositions, but conversations with the divine, as I seek to translate the Bible into poetry that is not only led by the Spirit, but also inspired by God and fed by Christ. My work is a testament to my vigorous pursuit of redemption. I believe that I understand the transformative power of God's love and the redemptive work of Jesus. And I channel this understanding into rhymes that resonate with the hearts of believers and seekers alike. My poems are a source of comfort and inspiration, reminding readers of the peace that can be found in a life rooted in the principles of the godly. I believe that I stand as a solid presence in the world of Christian poetry, my verses echoing the virtues of love, faith, and hope that are central to the Christian experience. I am a poet whose words seek to establish peace within the estates of the heart, offering guidance and reflections to those navigating the complexities of life who desire to remain in communion with God. My legacy of poetry transcends the boundaries of time. My deep-seated virtues, so eloquently encapsulated in my writings, will not be forgotten and are unlikely to ever be lost to the world of confusion. They are etched into the archives of spiritual literature, ensuring that my voice will continue to uplift and inspire future generations. I pray the heart of humanity will forever cherish these poetic gifts, and my grandchildren can read about their granddad in such a way that will inspire them to always seek the truth and to come to know redemption and learn their grandfather was a humble servant of Christ, whose verses speak of eternal truths and the unending grace that flows from a life surrendered to salvation. I love you both, Oliver and Elliot. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, and I hope to teach this to these boys one day, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 44. It is a 8-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It comes from verses 5 through 10. Its title, Poets Remembered. In verdant fields of the godly estate, a poet dwells with peace as their mate. Vigorous in verse, in rhyme they create, a master of words none can debate. Their quill dances with a life of its own, on parchment pure as virtuous stone. With every line their renown has grown, solidly established their seed is sown. Through the ages their verses cascade, time's harsh winds could not make them fade. In the heart of humanity, there they've stayed, their virtues bright, not once have they frayed. For they write of love, of life, of cheer, of battles within that we hold dear. Their sonnets strong yet bring a tear, echoes of truth that we all wish to hear. In the silence of their tranquil lions, they pen the thoughts that time demands. With a gentle heart and skillful hands, their legacy rhymes in eternal sands. A defender of hope, their words our shield. In the gardens of the spirit, eternity they yield. A harvest rich, to only one they've kneeled. Their soul's crop abundant in the mind's field. Forever remembered, they rest in peace, for their poems are the endless feast of minds and souls, their eternity eternally release. In the estates of the godly, never have they ceased. So let us read and forever keep the poet's words that are sown so deep in the hearts of humanity, as the universe sleeps through time and space, their virtues sweep. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookers. It's this May 13th, 2024, recording this morning at 5:56 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We're going to close today at 8:44. We're thankful for the poetry that the Lord has induced in my heart, in my soul, to share. I am a poet obedient to Christ, and I love my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, and have an awesome day in the Lord, my love. God bless you, and thank you for a wonderful Mother's Day with my mother and my brother and sister and my beautiful wife. May God continue to lift us up and bless us. Amen. In Jesus' name we close. Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name.